York Regional Police took residents on a virtual ride along as part of Road Safety Week today. On May 20, the police shared what the day looks like for an officer from the Road Safety Bureau on Twitter. The ride along followed Const. Johnson, who has 4 years of experience, who started the day with speed enforcement in Whitchurch Stouffville. Today we're riding along with Constable Johnson for hashtag Road Safety Week. He's been on the road for 4 years and knows the danger of taking safety for granted out here. Starting our morning with a little speed enforcement in Whitchurch Stouffville. Hash slowdown hash speed kills pic.twitter.com/skbl0smggz. York Regional Police, at YRP, May 20, 2022. It didn't take long before they found a driver in a white van going nearly 40 kilometers over the posted speed limit. Well, that was quick. Literally, YRP said on Twitter. Well, that was quick. Literally. This van was traveling nearly 40 kilometers over the posted limit during the morning rush. That fine plus court fees will ring up to $271. Hashtag Road Safety Week pic.twitter.com/QC33B11G, York Regional Police, at YRP, May 20, 2022. Shortly after that, another driver was clocked for speeding on the way to work. These drivers must have great jobs, because they sure are in a hurry to get there, YRP said, reminding drivers that the speed limit on Bloomington Road east of Woodbine Avenue is only 60 kilometers per hour. There's hash another one. These drivers must have great jobs, because they sure are in a hurry to get there. Apparently, little known fact, Bloomington Road is a 60 kilometers per hour zone east of Woodbine. Hashtag Road Safety Week pic.twitter.com/EO3CLXKMLR, York Regional Police, at YRP, May 20, 2022. Pulling over a dump truck for speeding prompted police to issue a reminder about the large vehicles. In this corner of the region, commercial vehicles are aplenty. It's important to slow these heavy trucks down, especially when traveling through rural communities on a school day, YRP tweeted. In this corner of the region, commercial vehicles are aplenty. It's important to slow these heavy trucks down, especially when traveling through rural communities on a school day. Hashtag Road Safety Week pic.twitter.com/GDUVHA2, York Regional Police, at YRP. May 20, 2022. Johnson wasn't just on the lookout for speeders. He caught a distracted driver who was head down, tailgating in the fast lane on Stouffville Road. YRP said the driver didn't even try to conceal the cell phone after getting caught and now faces a $615 fine. It helped that this driver didn't even try to conceal his white iPhone after he was stopped. We caught him head down, tailgating in the fast lane on Stouffville Road. Do you have $615 burning a hole in your pocket? Us neither. Stay off the phone while driving. Hashtag Road Safety Week pic.twitter.com/evry73xa4, York Regional Police, at YRP, May 20, 2022. The ride along wrapped up shortly after noon, but Johnson's day was just beginning. He and his YRP colleagues would be out there making sure the roads are safe for everyone. Road safety is a 24/7 gig and it's everyone's responsibility. Drive safe and give us a shout if someone is driving dangerously or impaired, the police service said in a tweet. Road Safety Week runs from May 17 to 23, which includes the Victoria Day long weekend. Police were out yesterday as well, patrolling a newly lowered speed limit in Sharon.